I'm Ronnie Smith. I'm the president of the Oakmont Community Board. I would like to...
I'll just give you guys a copy. I'd like to read a
petition statement. Residents of Oakmont pay dues and are provided with a guideline of restrictive covenants that apply to their lot. The covenants state that the lots in Oakmont shall be for residential use only and state that no residential property will be used for any commercial purpose. It is clear that the intention of the restrictive covenant is to ensure residential use of lots in the Oakmont community. The issues regarding commercial use, including nightly rentals in the Oakmont community, have generated significant controversy and anxiety. The Oakmont residents are very alarmed and concerned about this issue. They're emphatic that the Board of Directors not be indifferent regarding this issue. The Oakmont Board of Directors agrees with that concern and sentiment and is formally taking a position opposing commercial use, including nightly rentals in the Oakmont community. Residents of any established residential subdivision within Oakmont are to abide by both recorded covenants and now the county zoning regulations, so they should also have a reasonable expectation that the Planning and Zoning Commission will faithfully and fairly apply the zoning regulations which complement the Oakmont covenants as to residential compatibility standards. Any decisions which affect the compatibility and uniformity of a particular subdivision affects everyone who owns property in that subdivision. Commercial use, including nightly rentals, are not single-family residential use. These operations are no different than any commercial business where different unknown and related people can be in the area strictly for conducting business in a residential community. Commercial use and short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of residential property in the Oakmont community. The Board of Directors of the Oakmont Community Improvement Association believe it is the responsibility of the Planning and Zoning Commission to be very cautious and not allow a commercial property or nightly rental to be integrated into a residential neighborhood. With the maturing of tourism and availability of commercial and nightly rental zones and units in the Branson area, continued infiltration of commercial use, including nightly rentals, into residential subdivision is neither necessary nor healthy for the community. And so if you'll flip it over to the very front, if you want, it's just their opposition to it. The Oakmont Community Improvement Association Board of Directors, on behalf of its membership, opposes the rezoning request from R1 Single Family Residential to C1 Neighborhood Commercial for the above and stated parcel for the following reason. This lot is too small to accommodate the necessary utilities and commercial development standards without overburdening the adjoining occupied and unoccupied lots. This lot is approximately 114 feet by 143 foot with a house on this property currently. Placement of additional or required utilities, water, sewer, stormwater, driveways, parking lot, and lighting, if they would actually even fit on this lot at all in such a manner that would be so close to the surrounding properties to cause undue hardship and impose on the quiet enjoyment of neighboring single-family homes. Plus, they would overburden the water system already in place that was designed for residential use. This subject lot is surrounded by single-family homes that are just off the Highway 86 corridor, and the continued encroachment of commercial development in the front and backyards of existing residential homes is placing an undue burden on the residents of these homes, many of whom are full-time residents. The commercial developments, by their very nature, are not like the single-family residents, in that the hours are not controllable, security lighting for the business and its parking lots are distressing the sleep of neighboring residents, noise from employees, customers, delivery trucks, drivers, and vehicles, and the traffic increase in patterns that would be expected at this location of the Oakmont District. The continued commercial development in such a concentrated manner has been seen over the last years with many high-profile developments, continues to impact on the very environment that the residents and visitors come to enjoy in the Ozark. How much more commercial development can we cram into this small stretch of state highway without having real and dire consequences on the human, wildlife, and natural elements who already exist here? We request your community leadership and ongoing application of the regulations for the benefit of the entire region and not just for the current development request in this truly unique area of Pinckney County. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
I do not.
No, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition of the proposal? If not, I would ask if the applicant would like to, if you want to address anything you just heard, please remember all of your comments be addressed to the commission.
I think I would just, if there is an issue with the HOA, that would be, that is separate from any planning and zoning issue. If, I mean, we've reviewed the covenants and don't believe it speaks specifically to nightly rentals, but if that is an issue, that's something that will have to be addressed with the HOA board and not something I believe that the planning and zoning and this commission needs to be involved in. As far as if this application is approved, obviously we'll have to work with the HOA on compliance with their regulations.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree with Kate. I also want to point out that there's a lot of property in Oakmont that has already been allowed for nightly rental use, and that is due to Bass Pro, which I do love Bass Pro, obviously. I've worked there for 20 years. But they have a ton of property in Oakmont, and just for that simple fact, I think that, you know, it would be unfair not to take a look at my application but allow them. Also, there is no going to be no other infrastructure. It is neighborhood commercial. Everything's going to be compatible with the neighborhood if anybody else were to put anything else there. This idea that there's going to be, you know, parking lots and delivery trucks, is it kind of seems like that's more of a C2 zoning situation, and I don't plan to add any infrastructure or new construction whatsoever. And I have plenty of parking in my driveway, which that actually doesn't show. It is paved all the way to the road now.
Do you own that triangle?
Oh, and I do own the corner lot. Yeah, that's. Okay. And I think that's all I have to say for now.
Okay. Any questions before we have them see?
We did confirm that we have the page that was.
Correct.
We do. Okay.
If you want to have a seat.
Okay.
Well, if they have any questions, we'll call you back up. Give us a second to review.
Nick, can I make a comment?
Please.
We are no longer regulated by the guidance code, but the zoning regulations.
Correct.
So I just want to make that clear.
Cody, you had addressed some, mentioned some additional concerns.
Just some stuff I came up with. Let's see if I can dig it up here. So I just wanted to make sure that we understood the intent of a C1, because so what they're asking for is commercial one, right, and residential, and right there it gives you the intent, but they have to come back and ask for a CUP because it's not permitted by right to have nightly rental in there. So they're going to have to come back in front of, if approved, come back in front of the planning board and ask for that use. So that's a little bit of an issue. And then, so I just kind of highlighted some statement of intent, occupancy, which, I mean, this is all stuff they can meet if they do things properly. Parking, she's got plenty of room. She will need ADA parking. Waste, lighting. R1 is intended for on septic, 2 acres or more, so that was grandfathered in. That lot is only 16,000 square feet, so it's on the small side. I want you to take that to consideration when you think about this. It's, you know, it's not on public sewer yet. I don't know when it will be. I know they're working towards it, but it's not there yet. I think she addressed some of it. Of course, fire, like Brandon said, will have to be addressed, but then lighting, solid waste, buffers, all that is in the guidance code, or excuse me, zoning regulations.
You said that it's in C1, nightly rental is not permitted. It's under a conditional use. Do you have the, and we have it here in front of us, do you have the list?
You want the list?
Yeah, on what's permitted and what's not.
Hey, Brandon, I have it somewhere. Let's see.
Page 99. think you got it right there. Is that what you're looking for?
Yep.
So. So if the zoning's changed, anything with a P is automatically permitted.
That's right. Nightly rental conditional use right there. Get anything else? Can we go through them? Or?
No, it's just a big list of things.
It is. And then if you go back to the start of this, once again, we go back to the intent of the district or the zoning, which I think speaks a lot. It's to accommodate limited retail, service, and office facilities.
For the residents in the immediate vicinity of the district.
Right.
Any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. If there's no further discussion or information needed, I will go ahead and close the public hearing. We'll move to a vote.
To deny order number 915-2025-01.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. Again, I'll turn it over to Mr. Cody Stice to bring up our next order.
Okay. Order number 09-15-2025-02. On September 8th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving the amendments to the zoning district maps, map number 031, Big Creek Township, to rezone one parcel from A1 Agricultural to C2 General Commercial District by Kathy and Martha Stewart. Parcel number 24-2.0-09-000-000-006.010. It's located at 360 Lazy Acres Road, Potem, Missouri. All right, let me try to get you up to speed. It's on the other end of the county. So as you can see, here's Kirbyville, Forsyth courses above it. You got to come all the way back around to 125 and down, and it's all the way in the corner over here. It's a pretty good drive out there. A little closer, big parcel, kind of looks like a Pizza Hut symbol.
I think somebody's hungry.
A little closer still. You can see not a lot of neighbors, a little bit to the north, and across the street there's a little development going on, the county road.